on Jewish people. I wouldn't go out.
Any girlfriend?
Because I was young, and I didn't want to fall in love with nobody, not with non-Jews.
During the first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe?
Yes, I used to correspond with some people.
People that you knew over there, or any other parts of the world?
No. I have some friends,
just
one girlfriend, that, oh, she went to college and she was highly educated. The mother had a big hardware store in Pune, and the father was an African gentleman.
Where was
that,
in Germany she lived?
No, that was in Pune. From
Pune. You kept writing to her,
friend.
A Jewish woman.
Yeah, well, she's related to some of her cousins. Emma. She was highly educated. They went, the mother sent them to college in Vilna.
Did you write to her for a good many years?
And she has one brother, and he's a doctor in Chicago. I'm going to look him up the next time I'm in Chicago. And every time he come home for Yontov, I had to go over across the border to meet him. His mother used to come in our place, and she used to say to me, get dressed and go over and look, so I can meet whatever his name was. Because I'm afraid that. Don't talk back at me. You get dressed and go. You know, they were high-class society people. Because, see, they used to have a hard time going over. They had to get a passport. And that was only, they could only get in once and come back once. And I could go in anytime I wanted. I could go in 10 times a day over the border.
Are you an American citizen?
Yeah, my father was an American citizen.
But does that make you one? Are you one?
I guess so.
Do you
and then
vote?
Louis, Uncle Louis was
Did
an
you
American.
Vote?
No.
Did you vote?
Because I haven't gotten a book, so anything.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody labored, they mislaid the papa's papers.
Did you, when you got married, wasn't Uncle Louis an American citizen?
Yes.
Well, then that would make you an American citizen.
Well,
you'd be able
know.
To
They
vote.
Changed the laws after that. You had to become American citizen yourself.
Were you active in any political party?
No.
When did you first meet the person you married, and how?
You mean Uncle Louis? Well, he was in Newcastle. And I was in Pittsburgh to a wedding. I was a bridesmaid. While I was here, we had a flood in Newcastle. And I couldn't go home. So Uncle Louis used to like plain Jewish cooking. So he knew all the people uptown, all the business people. So one day he says to them, where can I get a Jewish meal? Oh, we'll take you in a nice place. You just wait. So they bring him in our house. So they brought him, that was Friday. So they brought him in our house. So I went in the kitchen, and I says to my mother, I went in the dining room, mother. My mother, there is a man just come in, and so a man come in, and he wants to know if you would give him something to eat.
How old were you then?
Well, that time
you
must
met
have
him.
Been, I don't know. I must have been in my 20s.
How long did you know him before you married him?
I don't know until I went back, and then we correspond for a year, and then I come back, and we got engaged, and we got married. So I says to my mom, my mom says, oh, somebody down there wants to get something to eat. She says, you know, she says, that we can't be bothered, she says, with meals. She says, but don't leave him go out. Tell him he can sit down at the table. That was Friday night. We had a Sabbath dinner, and he should leave tonight with us. So then he went away. So then again, he went in. Now, what's the name?
Where was he from?
From Allentown, Pennsylvania.
From
but he used
Allentown.
To live in Pittsburgh. And he sold out some jewelry store for a man. He used to run sales. So then he went in. Rosenblum's, you know, there in Butler, you know?
Yeah.
And they used to love me. They used to be crazy for me, the Rosenblum people. And he went in there and they were in business, you know. He used to know all the nice people in Newcastle, all the wealthy people down uptown. Here's downtown, over there is uptown, you know. So he goes in there and he says, where can I get a Jewish meal? So the girl that worked there lived not very far from us. She says, you wait for me, Mr. Burns. And she says, when I'll go home, I'll take you over in a nice place. So she brings him back. She comes to our stores after I have been here before. After they're afraid of me. They don't want to give me nothing to eat.
Oh, this was the second time.
That I was see. The second time.
How long ago? Was that like a while between?
Between that the was two several, visits? I don't know, several a week later or so. Not too far, because how long does it take to run a sale? 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So Anna never used to interfere. If Mama said no, it was no. We never used to argue with her or nothing. If Mama said yes, was Mama says do this, we done it. Understand? I don't know if the rest of them done it, but I know I did, because I used to do everything. I suppose I was easy to get along with. So I says to Mama, Mama Zoger, look. There's people comes in here in the afternoon and eats with us. I says, he don't want you to make nothing special for him. He wants a plain Jewish meal. He's willing to eat what we eat, he'll eat.
So at dinner time, she didn't want to
Yeah, in the afternoon. Friends
in the afternoon, she sold meals.
Yeah, we used to have our meals. So that he would eat a big meal in the afternoon, and then in the evening, he would eat something like in any restaurant, understand? So he used to start coming in, and then he used to stop. I was behind the counter in the store, and he used to stop and talk to me and talk to me and talk to me.
What country was he born in?
He was born not very far. He was only 2 years when they brought him in this country. And my father, when he used to travel in Europe to see his customers, he used to stop in Uncle Louis. They had an arrangement for, you know, like a hotel, like, you know, in the country. You know,
oh, a resort.
Like a resort or something. And they used to...
Also in Lithuania.
In Lithuania, yes, also.
In Lithuania,
but Duklet, they called it. Mm-hmm. It was a little village.
That he knew his family.
Yeah. He used to stop there overnight. When he used to come in, he used to have his dinner there and stay overnight and have breakfast, and then they used to keep on going farther.
If you would have been in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been prearranged for you?
No.
You think Grandpa would have prearranged a marriage of the Shatkin?
No, because see, we had open house all the time. Like people, the boys that wanted to become rabbis, they didn't have like in this country, what do you call
yeshivas.
It? Yeshivas.
Yes.
They had yeshivas, yes.
Yeah, but they couldn't learn that.
But they had them in tails. You know, there are cells of yeshiva in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They had them farther up. But in Tabrik, the boys used to sit in shul and learn. And there was no place where to go out and get a cup of coffee. Or they didn't drink coffee, obviously. Or they get something to eat or something. So whether they used to come in from shul in our place, or Mama used to give them eat for nothing.
You met all the Shiva Bokhers.
You know, we knew all the Yeshiva Bokhers. And then the people was in business. And then we used to, and then there were teachers. Over down there was no factories, and we knew a lot of fellas.
When you were in this country, when you thought about marriage, did you care if it was someone from the same country as you?
No.
It didn't make any difference.
No, it didn't make the difference. And I had so many fellas. When I met Uncle Louis, there were three fellas waiting for answers that proposed to me. Honest to God. I give you my word of honor.
Did anybody in the family or friends of yours ever marry non-Jews in those days?
No. Yes, Alec.
Well, no, I mean, in those days, that's a nephew already. I mean, before that,
no,
when you first came.
Nobody ever.
They didn't know.
We used to know so many, all the young people. We had a tamozhna is where you pay duty. And there's an awful lot of fellas working down there, Chernovnik, they call them.
Oh, in Lithuania, you mean.
Yeah. They all speak German, and they all speak Russian. Mostly Russian, but they can speak because they're near the German border. Then there was the border and over down there. You had to see those gentle fellows. You had to see them in their uniforms, the way they wear and the way they dress. And every day they go to barber shop and they save They get shaved. Every day they pay by the month over down there. Over there in the barber shop is just like a beautiful living room. And we were...
You knew a lot of Gentile boys too?
Sure, we did. Now, for instance, over there was nothing to do. So you used to go spazieren. You go for a walk. You had to stop and go like a boulevard, a chaussee. You used to go on the boulevard. And then you used to meet them, and then you used to walk with them till your house, and we would never invite them inside because they were Gentile. We would stay outside, and then they would kiss our hand goodbye. When they used to see it, they used to kiss our hand. When they used to go away, they used to kiss our hand. And we used to stay and talk, and we used to speak a beautiful Russian, and we used to speak a perfect German. You understand? And we used to say, but we never asked him to come in the house.
Well, let's get back to your marriage. When were you married? What was your marriage date?
I was married April the 26th, 1914.
I see. And did you have any marital problems and adjustment during the early years of your marriage? I mean, most people have a few years of adjustment.
Years of your marriage. You know, Louis was easygoing.
You lived in Newcastle.
He was very easy.
Did you live in Newcastle before?
No,
I moved
to Pittsburgh.
Oh,
And we started in business. And Louis had some friends that I didn't like him. Pinsky's business.
Yes. So it was an adjustment that way. What business was he in?
In the jewelry business with the partner.
Yeah. How long you lived in Pittsburgh? You also lived in Allentown, though, didn't you?
No. Louis used to, a friend of ours owned the Derby Racer in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So we had a jewelry store right near the Derby Racer. He was a personal friend of ours, a Mr. Lauderbeck from Ashland, Kentucky.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
Both of us, Louis and I, was in love. We married for love. You know what, Hopi? I think we were in love. We really were in love all our lives.
Well, that's good. I think you were too.
Yes, we were. Maybe we didn't show it in front of people, but we were really in love. And we worked side by side all our life.
That's right.
We were always in business, and I was always helping
out. Well, this became your life's work. You were a businesswoman. You always worked in the store.
Worked all the time, and I kept house. And we had open house, plenty to eat and plenty to drink. I don't have to tell you this, you know it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you always had parties in your house and good
and
times.
And we had parties and good times, and we always used to have a lot of gentle friends. And all the theater people was our friends. And everybody used to come in our house. And we used to, all the pictures used to come in, all the screenings we were invited. And we were always... We always went to every place.
Where were the seders held? Did you have your own seder in your house?
Always in our own house. In our own
house. You had a seder. You didn't go to your mother's or...
When we were married, we used to go to Mama's house for seder.
That's what I mean. Uh-huh.
All the time in Mama's house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we used to... Louis belonged to the Grados. And it was amazing. And we belonged to the Mercantile Club, and then we belonged to the Variety Club, and we used to go to all the affairs, and we really had a good time. Once in a while, we never went to Europe, but we always used to travel. We used to go to Kansas City, to St. John, Missouri, to Chicago, to Boston, to New York often.
How long were you married?
We were married 50 years plus 1 month. Mm-hmm. Uncle Louis died just 1 month before our golden anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice story. Anything else?
And everything was arranged for our anniversary, but he didn't live to see it.
All right, you wanted to tell me about some stories back in Europe about how you celebrated the holidays in Europe.
Now, see, my father, when he built we used to build a home for us. It would always build in a sugar. And then they used to open up a half of the roof and put straw on. And we used to decorate it with beautiful apples, with beautiful pears, with beautiful of all kind of candies.
Fresh fruit.
With fresh fruit, with everything and anything. We used to take a nice big table from the dining room. We used to bring it out to the sugar. And I used to put on a beautiful white tablecloth. And Papa used to have his place in Shul near the pauper. It was Papa's place year in and year out. All those years, Papa had the same place. And all those nice people were invited to come in Aha in Shuka for Borcha. And everybody used to come in. Then, for Pesach, everybody used to come in Borcha. Mama kept a strictly kosher house and all Pesadik, changed dishes and everything. Then when a Tuesday comes, Shabbos Bereishis, Mama used to prepare a lot of kishkis and morgens and kugels and all that stuff. And Papa used to have all kind of liquor in the house. Papa never drank. He used to take just a little wee bit, a mouthful of liquor before each meal. That's all he ever drank. And they used to drink, and they used to sing in our house. And they used to dance on the tables.
Well, what was this? You mean for Simchas Torah?
No, for Simchas Torah. First for Simchas Torah,
yeah.
And then for Shabbos Bereishis.
Every Shabbos, that was every
That
week.
Was the first Saturday of the year.
Oh, I see.
They used to celebrate. We had a good life. And then every time there was a wedding, over down there, the Horsen stayed tied, not where the college, in a different house. And we had a beautiful house and a great big living room and dining room. So he used to stay up in our house, and all the men that used to be to the wedding, like the best man and everything, and the Horsen, everybody used to sit and eat and drink before the chuppah started. And they used to have a beautiful party in our house. Our house used to be more prettier where the horse was. It's where the color was.
Well, that's why you always had parties in your house. You were used to that.
All the time. We always had
around and good times.
And then when it used to come on market days, we used to have a market day on Monday and on Thursday. And a lot of people used to come in from out of town to buy in our town. And a lot of people was our friends, and a lot of people was our relations, and a lot of people was customers to our relations. And they used to write us letters. We used to be good to them. And all our own customers. So when it used to come a market day, our house was always full of people. People used to eat and drink in our house all the time. And the cigars understood. I'm not telling you no lie.
Okay, thank you very much.